Hello, folks. Welcome to episode 36 of You're Not Listening with Alton Conlon and Mary Coughlin. I made a massive boo-boo this morning. I rang Mary. It's Easter Sunday morning and I'm tired. I'm a bit cranky. But I rang Mary and we chatted for 30 minutes and we had an amazing chat. It was fun talking about Easter eggs, talking about this, that, the other. Mary had eaten a whole egg before she did the fucking the podcast with me. It didn't record, guys. 30 minutes of it. It's a warning to me not to get up out of bed, just have a coffee and do a podcast. I end up making mistakes. So, guys, still though, I'm after making the podcast out of the recording from Nina last week. We had Jimmy Higgins with us. We had Micheál O'Connor, Diarmaid Lally, Mary Coughlin, myself, Nina Art Centre. Gorgeous audience, full band. I was really hoping to get back on this week where we have our one-to-ones. It's going to happen next week now for sure. I'm glad the podcast is still going ahead. I'm going to not beat myself up too much about this. It could always be way, way worse. Nobody died. Isn't that right? Okay, guys. Episode 36 of You're Not Listening with Mary Coughlin and Alton Conlon. I hope everybody has had a lovely Easter weekend. It is now Monday. It's a bank holiday in Ireland. I don't know what it is in the UK. Either way, have a great week, guys. Stay safe. Stay safe. Stay healthy if you can. Okay. Bye.
Obviously, and if you listen to our podcast, you'll hear all of the stories. Does anyone listen to You're Not Listening?
Yeah.
Awesome. I love your story about when you didn't show up for that gig of yours where the Rolling Stones showed up to see it. Imagine.
What can I say?
That's amazing.
It was before I went into rehab, obviously. But it was one of the final, very final last rounds. One of them actually, Vince Power. I had no record deal at a particular time, and he brought Elvis Costello and Van Morrison and Nick Cave and a few people down to see me one night in the Mean Fiddler. And Elvis Costello had a record label called Demon Records, so he had this idea, and Vince cooked this idea up with them that they would record a whole week of gigs at the Mean Fiddler, and it became an album for Love for Sale. But the first night I got out the window of the dressing room and I ran to, I wasn't sober, I was trying to be sober. I ran down the road and bought a bottle of tequila. And in case anybody would take it from me, I drank it all the way back up, you know. So the first night recordings were completely fucking useless. And so then they put a guard on my door, like a security guard on my bedroom door, that they wouldn't let me, Anyway, I got through the rest of the week and we made an album. It was called Love for Sale. But that's not what I can talk about. Oh, yeah, then
I was meant to play in Whelan's.
That's true, I was doing a week in Whelan's and they were all sold out in Dublin. And Neil Jordan was working on Interview with the Vampire at the time and the Rolling Stones were in Windmill Lane. working on the soundtrack, and I've been in a few of these movies, so he decided he'd bring the Rolling Stones to Whelan's and have a little night out with St. Mary. And Dave Allen was on the phone fucking freaking out with us because I wasn't there. And there were ringing people at home saying, well, just put her in the shower and just drag her in, sober her up. Frank said, no, no, we're not doing that anymore. So then I went into the Rockland Centre, and that's 30 years ago, and there you go.
You're Mary Cotman tribute.
Oh, they're from Glasgow.
Glasgow. Fly them over.
Anyway, I got to record this song. This is why do we tell all those stories? Okay.
No, you won't. 'Cause I can't make you love.
The Lumberjack, You and Me.
You will never know my husband.
From what I know of her.
I heard it on the radio one evening. I think John Creedon was playing it, and then I said I must go and just write to, I didn't catch his name, but I was on the website and he said, I don't know how I knew who you were. I didn't really know who you were. I said, are you the guy on the promenade in Galway or something?
There's a line in the song.
The Galway prom man.
There's a line in the song that says,
stalking him.
On the Galway prom. And Mary just wrote me this email saying, came out of nowhere because I'd never met Mary, but I obviously knew her music very well. And it just said, hello, are you the Galway prom man, Mary Coughlin? I was like, yes, I am. Can I come and open for you at one of your gigs?
That was a really tacky bit.
Opportunist.
For a new album that I'll have out in September, and you never know, it might even be a single this summer.
And I might make €35.
After, okay. I'm
gonna retire.
Made in place, wow. Okay, here we go. Galway railway station, your brother there, I can't say what I'm thinking. Rise, smile, we'll meet in September. All political lives end in failure. We fell flat as if a tree. There was the lumberjack, you and me, but I won't forget or let it fade, just like the sun did on that day. Gonna follow that big sun, sink below the sea, let the night shine in, put this old love to sleep. For so many more, I let you go. Along the prom, I take a walk beneath the stars. Watch boats sailing, they've traveled from your past. But I no longer see you on these streets, the place where I once found heaven at your feet. But that was many, many moons ago. This love I can't let go, for it keeps me far off time. I don't grow, I just cling to the vine. Gonna follow that big sun, sink below the sea, let the night shine in, put this old love to sleep. For all the times I held you close, so many more I let you go.
Myself and Mary have added Buy Me a Coffee. It is a little app whereby if you'd like to support our podcast each week or some weeks, you can give us a little tip. It will help to cover expenses like hosting the podcast, mastering the podcast, travel for me and Mary, getting to each other every week. If you can't afford to, please do not give us anything. But what you could do is subscribe to the podcast on your preferred platform, give us a rating and share it with friends. If you do want to support us with Buy Me a Coffee, you will find it in the description of this podcast.
I'm going to play this song off the new album. It's a song called Paradise Lane, and my Uncle Vincent is here. He might remember Paradise Lane. Yeah, my Uncle Vinny is there. Auntie Anna, Cousin Kira, me. Yeah. So,
fucking lunatic.
They know.
I know.
They've seen
to tell this story.
They knew me before I gave up drinking, Mary. You didn't.
And Olsen, we do gigs together, and sometimes he. I'm going to tell him.
About the letter.
Yeah. Oh, not that. Not that. I won't. The fucking first time you threatened to do that.
Story.
No, okay.
Tell a different story about me.
You don't want to know it.
Yeah. I promise you don't.
Change the names.
No. He wants to know this story. Can I go back to Paradise Lane? Okay, so my mum grew up in a place called Meelik as the juvenile, and they grew up beside the River Shannon, and I might be wrong about this thing, but Mam told me this story that when she was young, she'd hear her parents or the locals talk about a place in Aircourt called Paradise Lane. And as a young girl, she just got into her head that Paradise Lane was like Disneyland. So she told me this story. She got her bike when she was about six, got on it, cycled from Meelik the 3 or 4 miles to Aircourt, thinking she'd arrive in Paradise, and looked over the wall and saw a few old houses, because that's what the street is. So when she told me the story, we both had a good giggle about it, but I thought it was such a lovely story. I'm so glad I got to write a song about it. And it's another song I'm hoping at some point I'll hear Mary sing. She'll sing along. So this one is Paradise Lane. Mamo by the river Shannon, where the boats go by. Saddled up, ready to cycle across the countryside. To find a place she'd own. Her its name. Don't you be silly, it's only a house or two. But she's still amazed what the mind of a child full of wonder can do. To find a place beyond the wind. Paradise.
Follow the river and the cloudy moonlight. Daddy's gonna kill me if I don't make it on time. Follow the river and the cloudy. The wheels on the gravel go round and up and down. The little girl with the big dream is paradise bound. To find a place beyond the tears.
Cast a basic wind.
kin. My heart is Antarctica, so deep beneath the snow. And under miles of crushing waves, where no mortal man can go, beating once in every year, sending shockwaves through the ice, and occasional suspended life. And in the chill of evening of that everlasting day, a parade of icebergs goes on its way. And as I gaze upon them, they recede into the blue and paint a pretty picture. I no longer think of you.
I wrote this song and I put it on a CD in 2017, and before it came out, I sent a CD to Mary because I just met her and I was opening some gigs for her, and she rang me very excited about song number 11. And she made a great suggestion. She said, "Alton, that would make a gorgeous duet." And we went back into the studio and re-recorded it as a duet and put it out on the radio, and it did very well, thanks to... And, thanks, Antonio. And now when I do gigs around the country and people come to my own shows, they say, "I first heard you with Mary Cocker." So I'm very grateful to Mary for actually coming and doing these gigs with me as well, because I might appear like a cheeky chap, but I would never ask her to that. So I'm so honored that she has taken me out.
I'd like to thank you all for coming out tonight. It's been, as I said already, a long time since I've been here, so maybe somebody will invite me back soon for my 40th anniversary tour of Ireland, England, before I fuck off to Australia. Anyways, this is a very, very beautiful song.
We'd like to thank Jason on sound.
Oh, Jason on the beautiful sound.
Thank
John
you, Jason.
Kelly on the amazing
sound. Thank you, Jason. There's another chap there, I'm sorry, your name is Dave. Neil, thank you so much, Neil.
Thank you.
And thanks to everyone at the Neen Arts Centre for, you know, having us here. And thank you, Magella and Vince down at the front there.
And we have CDs,
thanks.
And aprons and mugs and fridge magnets and whatever you might be having. And Christmas is always coming. Only another, I'll stay here.
If you'd like... We've gotten emails from people saying that the man of the house wears our apron naked while they cook and listens to Mary Lee Coughlin Seduced.
Just made that one. Thanks very much. Thank you. No, we didn't forget anything. Oh, we did forget. Jimmy Higgins on just about everything that says percussion.
The guys were so part of the unit, I forget to thank them, you know. please don't leave me. I'm a good man. Can feel myself turning to put the wind at my back and the sun on my face.
Lover, won't you hold me for the rest of my days? I ache and I tremble with each move I make, each move I make.
All I've known throughout my time, your love is unbearable on a weak heart like mine.
Lover, I've been out walking the streets of my mind in search of an answer, but no truth could I find, and no peace of mind.
And you draw me closer, and I breathe you in. My chest is all on fire. Oh, it burns from within. Your skin on my skin.
Loneliness has been all I've known. Love is unbearable on a weak heart.